Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell butter.
She's back, y'all. She's back.
Trish.
I think what this was supposed to be, I think they were supposed to, do you hear him say fee-fi-fo-fum? Like, in other words, she was coming like a giant?
I didn't hear him say that. She did lumber in there. You know, I did see Into the Woods when I was in New York City last week. And now that you think of it, that character was a lot like Butter. I think she would just stomp on people and smash them
giant.
If she could. Yes.
The giant's a woman.
Except that giant in Into the Woods had high heels. I've seen Trish's footwear. It's not very
Wait,
not good.
The giant had high heels on Broadway?
Yeah, the way they did the thing, they did the boots of the giant. You saw the boots of the giant, and there were people carrying the boots, and the women giant, she had these kind of female boots.
Interesting.
It was well done. It was well done.
I've seen it done with poetry, with puppetry before. People were saying that some of the most emotional they got were watching the cow.
The cow. The guy who does the cow is great. Seen her on Instagram, and she's a queen. She loves pride. She's talking about pride in a Speedo.
People have seen her on Grindr.
Oh, yes. I fucked the cow from in. I fucked Milky White from Into the Woods and gave her my Milky White. Y'all, because Milky White ain't topping anybody. But she'll always give milk. Y'all, this is a Single Life Season 3, Episode 10. This is why you come here, y'all.
Wow. Fee-fi-fo-fum.
I bet you half of the people you know have fucked half the cast of Into the Woods.
It's the cast is mostly female. So I doubt it. Now,
when Jerry Boys tours, Poodle can just throw a rock.
On the other hand, that's more. Those men lead a little more straight. But unless if you saw the Inheritance cast, like I did, especially this one out here in Los Angeles, I'm like, yeah, a lot of people fuck these guys.
Yeah.
I want to say that one of the leads was straight, I think Kyle Soler was straight on Broadway. I don't think the others have done. And Andrew Belknap came out after he was on The Inheritance, after he was on Broadway. No one gives a shit.
I'm gay, and I even like who won. Who cares? I even swing that way. Swinging on the dick, swinging on a dick. Y'all, I'm actually, speaking of female cast, I'm going to be the only cast member at Nikki Levy's Don't Tell My Mother this Saturday at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater at 3 p.m. I'm the
only
guy. I don't
think it will build till the difference.
Yeah, they probably won't. Y'all come see, get the ticket link.
Especially with your hair long.
It's true.
So I'll say, she was so good.
Thank you. So y'all come see me this Saturday. Poodle won't be there. He'll be piano catting, but we'll both be together on December 3rd at Kate Casey's show at the Improv. It's her show, and we're just doing a little guest.
We're guest starring.
So we're not traveling to your city. It's time for y'all to come to ours if you want to see
Thank
us.
You.
Come to LA.
That's, I think that's definitely the last we'll be performing. I'll be performing for a live audience.
Man, over 20 people.
Yeah. San Vicente Inn does get crowded at Christmas time.
Wow. That's a deep LA cut.
That is West. That's a dirty West Hollywood joke.
Wow, that's a dirty, dirty West Hollywood joke.
And it's a dirty, dirty hotel.
And it's a dirty, dirty West Hollywood hotel. Yeah. Where are we? Okay, let's jump into this. Any other announcements or anything that you wanted to talk about?
If you are one of our Patreon members at the $15 level, our YouTube live that we normally do the third or the last weekend of the month, this last Saturday, sort of the last Sunday, we're moving that to this Sunday, the 20th. So come see us then. We'll just enjoy our pre-Thanksgiving merriment.
And then
I'll be drinking. Just because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That's different than every YouTube live. And then we'll be doing y'all our Christmas Spectacular on December 11th, I believe, or is it the 12th?
11th.
Y'all, that is for everybody at the $15 tier. We do a YouTube live, but it's a Christmas. Again, I got to talk to you about those ideas. I've even contacted some people already. Hope it's okay.
I don't. You only tell me this on the show.
Well,
I don't want to get to it, and then
I keep forgetting to talk about it before we press record, and then now we're into it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to vet whatever you say. I don't really love
what you enjoyed my Broadway corner this week.
And by enjoyed, I mean my jaw hurts from clenching. It wasn't a corner.
How to turn a corner, go the thing. Oh, I just hit my mic. All right. So,
always professional here. Always professional. Oh, I just hit my microphone.
I guess we're going to start with Tiffany, aren't we?
I think everything else is, I think we're kind of caught up. This is, I feel kind of like we're riding out the rest of the holiday. I will tell you, y'all, we have some really fun stuff. I think we've mentioned this before. We will be taking off Christmas through New Year's Day for the podcast because there's not a lot of programming, and we would kind of enjoy some time without doing podcasting. But during that time, you're going to get some special collabs. I can go ahead and definitely announce our Crappens, our gay Crappens crossover with Watch What Crappens with Ronnie and Ben. We are going to announce that film that we'll be reviewing, shit talking, recapping, destroying.
We always like to pick a good holiday film, so we need to talk to the guys and see when they want to announce that.
Yeah,
I was supposed to email them. Did any other podcast talk about who he's going to send to emails and talk?
No, Ronnie said he was going to email me, and I said, okay, I'll talk to you Monday. And there's nothing. I think I'll just email him. Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, we just talk about business on our show.
They're way more professional than we are. Anyway, yeah, we got some other ideas coming on. I think we've already announced this, but we will be doing our Q&A over the holiday season too, right? So ironically, someone just asked
more
for
of an AMA. Than a Q&A.
More of an AMA. So y'all, that we're gonna do that. That'll be through
Reddit speak.
We'll set up later and talk about how you can submit questions and all that kind of stuff.
It'll be through our Patreon.
Yeah, it'll be through our Patreon. So for everybody on there,
it'll be for everyone, but you sort of submit questions.
Otherwise, if we open it up to all of you, we're gonna have like 30. Okay, let's be honest. 10, but 10 people that
all
say,
how'd y'all meet?
And 10
I swear to
say,
God, we're not answering
you,
that question.
Why do you call him Poodle? We've answered these.
What about Poodle's coma?
We've answered it. I don't remember what episode it was. Maybe
someone
Elijah
can,
you. Can let us know what
someone
episode
can
it
tell
was.
You.
Yes, but y'all, we've already, it's been.
You sound like a covered. Carl's wife when you submit questions like that.
Well, it's just they're new. They're new to us. So, you know. I get it. All right.
I just want to say, watching Tiffany flirt with getting back together with Ronald makes my blood pressure skyrocket.
Okay. Yes. Yes. We're going to talk about Tiffany, y'all.
It makes me furious.
It's infuriating. It's also sad. And it's also, I maybe hope, not fascinating, but like a voyeuristic study of how someone slowly talks themselves into getting back with someone, because it's so difficult to break off with someone, even from another country, when you have a young child together.
Yeah.
So everything she says, I'm like, no, this is the wrong thing to say. And I understand why your thinking would lead you down that path, because you think you're doing the right thing and you're just not, honey.
And this is someone who kind of looking, if you look from a bird's eye view, you would think Tiffany's kind of got her shit together.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched other seasons.
She's beautiful on top of it.
Yeah. And she talks like she has her shit together.
Yeah.
And she's very, in a weird way, she's extremely self-aware. And at the same time, she's not self-aware at all. It is an interesting dichotomy with her. Like she's in a weird way, she is, I'm trying to think of someone who is extremely self-aware. It's very hard to think of someone who is on 90 Day.
Very self-aware.
In other words, in other ways, she's Tania, who isn't self-aware at all.
No, she's not. I'm trying to think who is very self-aware on 90 Day Fiance. Some people might say Lauren.
I would disagree with you.
I'm not saying I'm just throwing names. I don't necessarily think she is.
That's what makes the show great.
What's her name? Not Matt, but his wife.
Ala?
Ala's self-aware as fuck.
Yeah, she is. I think that's like calling out
and
players
Fisa
from the bench.
It's really actually Americans.
See,
are the
she's
ones
actually that. Not. Anfisa's not actually. She doesn't know what she needs. And she doesn't see herself.
Well, that's true, yeah.
I think that's one of the things that make people do 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't think they're going to be on 90 Day if they have, because she got, Anfisa got self-awareness and she's like, I don't need this show anymore. And she quit it.
It's true.
Darcy has self-awareness. Y'all, Darcy and Stacey's coming back. And also,
Extreme Sisters was just, we'll follow the premiere. It's been announced.
We knew that. I knew that it was delayed, but we knew that was happening next year.
But I'm saying it is following the premiere. They are the same night.
Of Darcy and Stacey.
Yes.
Well, looks like we're just going to be
slamming. And it looks like Christina said on her thing. So it looks like Christina and Jessica are on. They're like, can't wait to be following these two women, our idols. So it looks like Jessica and Christina.
Pang, 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 vagina. Ding, ding, ding with the smell. Oh, shit, I'm having my period. I am just like my sister. Oh, swell. I'm ready.
I can't stand watching them. Those two are pretty painful to watch.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I wonder how often they're going to try to break up each other's relationships.
Oh.
Every episode.
You touched his hand. I saw your eyes. Get back in front of him or I'll jab you in the thighs.
I looked on Patrix and Patrika. I did not see them post an announcement about it, but who knows?
I bet you they'll be back.
Yeah. Again, the ones I don't want to be back are the two sets of twins, because I feel producer sick friends, when I watch them.
Yeah, my producer friend says it's the craziest one they've had yet. And he said the network absolutely loved it. So, interpret for that what you mean.
I hope we get Momo's Tune, the Momo's Tune sisters.
Momo's Tune!
I liked them.
I don't know. And their gay hot husband.
Ooh. Jesus. But yeah, I don't. And also the Australian twins, because they're like a freak show right now.
Maybe we need to take 2 weeks off in December. This is going to be a lot in January.
We'll be fine.
All right, everybody.
Let's just get into Tiffany. Let's just do it. It's been about a week since her date with that guy. It's like, but things got complicated because y'all, that may as well be Tiffany's tattoo on her over her lower back tattoo. Yeah.
Things got complicated.
I don't know if you guys know this, if you have been watching Tiffany for a while. She had Daniel was an I didn't know I was pregnant baby. Like, yeah. She's like, and then I went to the bathroom and I had a baby.
That's true.
So again, things got complicated overnight.
Things get complicated overnight.
She had him at like 19 or 18 or something.
She had him a little, yeah. And so last night she got a message from Ronald saying, "Can you please bring the kids to South Africa?
I love you.
I love you and I miss you." And so she's like, she's having feelings about this because she's like, I'm having feelings and I want to have feelings about this. She's like, but I have to realize these are just words. And again, if we didn't know that they got back together, or we rumored already. But when she said that, I was like, oh, I want to believe that you're seeing that these are just words. But it's almost as if, I mean, like somebody who is going through codependent, or that's why Coda or Greater Allen, like she almost needs a sponsor right now that she can always call that says, no, this is your boundaries. But I don't think she has that person in her life. Like, your mom can't be that person to you.
No, because there are too many layers of stuff. And I think her friend Angelique, who they met, said, why are you scared to let someone treat you well? And I wish Tiffany would have been able to hear that. But she's got a thick skull, y'all. And she thinks she knows best.
You know, sometimes people, because Tiffany's smart, and I know with, like, if we're talking about alcoholism or addiction or something like that, but also with codependence, but people that are smart and pretty have emotional, and I think people think to do something like this, you have to be dumb or you have to be stupid or you have to have something wrong with you that you keep entering back into this. And so they think, well, I'm an intelligent, kind of emotionally aware, like you were saying, an emotionally aware person.
Yeah.
I make a living, like I'm independent. I'm like, I'm in control of this. There is something to be said for like knowing you don't have control over something. And people that are like Tiffany, some, at least I remember, like in counseling school stuff, they're some of the hardest to quote convince that they have a problem with this, because they're like, I can control it.
But when you come in contact with a master manipulator like Ronald, someone who is an addict, who functions like an addict, whether he's gambling or not, and it's dangerous. Yeah. And y'all know how I feel about Ronald. He's terrifying to me.
Really?
I know.
Didn't know.
He's disgusting. Fucking Ronald. That's his actual name.
Fucking, have you heard of fucking Ronald, my boy? Angelique does try. She says, like, Angelique's like, are you going to be staying in separate rooms if you go over there?
And guess what, y'all? She hasn't thought about it.
Hasn't thought about that.
I just want to bang on something when I watch this.
Tiffany says, like, Ronald finally realizes his faults. He's super apologetic.
No, he doesn't.
No, he's telling you what you want to hear. And it's just, but the thing is, she can't. Ronald is someone who has to be evaluated on his actions only. You cannot, when you're dealing with someone like that who lies so much, you cannot deal with their words at all.
Right.
But she can't find, she can't vet him through his actions because she's not there.
Yeah. Yeah. And his family, if you guys have seen them before, they're always going to think the best of him.
Yeah.
The family is, I mean, his mother seems perfectly nice, but they let him get away with everything.
Well, she's too hopeful. She's yeah. too, and they my come boy from, has, yeah.
And they come from this kind of like, he went to religious rehab. And yeah. so you have that kind of magical idea that he's fixed now. I'm cured. Don't need to do any of that.
And Tiffany says, this killed me, especially if we know that she's with him now, because she said, my worst fear is that I will see the guy that I love and immediately go back to fixing things with him. And I went, what? I felt for her, actually, because it is difficult because she has this young child that is that she already, what it is, I thought I was thinking about watching this. Fuck. She already has Daniel, who doesn't have his dad because his dad died in a horrific accident. You know, no, Tiffany
someone
already.
Someone shot his dad.
Yeah.
It wasn't an accident. Yeah, yeah.
So, but Tiffany has, I know she probably had to deal with survivor's guilt for that.
Yeah.
And dealing with, and now, yet again, she feels like I have another child who doesn't know their father at all.
I feel for it. I'm on the other end that I get angry watching her make these choices. Because
I'm both.
There is no one in her life who either she will listen to, and that is her fatal flaw. She won't. She has no one. Her mom's not going to be able to do it. There's none of her friends will either make a convincing argument. No one is going to be the heavy enough to say, stop this.
Yeah.
Stop this shit. You True. Know, and that's, and unfortunately she's having to leave basically her child parent, Daniel, at home, who can't read her for filth anymore.
Oh, that's the only person that's going to be like, Mom, the cardboard is sticking to the floor.
Tongue pop. Mom, you're making choices that don't involve me. Tongue pop.
I'll do it for you. So
yeah, can't. Thank you. So she's playing with Carly, and he's like, my heart is hurting. Carly, come see me. And remember, y'all, he can't come here. Mostly because...
Poodle, why can't Ronald come?
That's an interesting story. His criminal record.
What? Huh?
He stole... What did he steal from his mother? It was something...
A refrigerator.
Fridge.
He stole his mother's fridge. He had so like y'all.
His criminal record will not allow him in the U.S.
He probably will never be able to get into the U.S.
No, they're fucked.
I don't even know if he would be able to get into Canada.
My best hope. You like I don't even know if he can get into Canada, and they'll let everybody in there.
They'll let everybody in.
But no, I feel like the best hope is. She can keep Ronald's crazy energy at bay until Carly gets big enough to pop her on a plane and go visit him. It's the only way. It's a long time.
Long fucking flight. So it might, but it might be things like where once she starts getting old enough, Tiffany will, it's a lot for her, but Tiffany will have to, because Ronald can't do it. I don't think he could, but like she'll have to fly to South Africa, drop her off for like 3 months with her dad, but then she can come back. And you know what I mean? But
yeah,
it's a fucking day flight. So she's not going to be able to do it till she's a teenager.
The problem is Tiffany's never going to drop off her daughter for that long.
No.
She doesn't trust Ronald enough. And that's the frustration of it all.
She doesn't
it makes
trust him
me
enough.
Want to like rain down blows upon the both of them.
It is, you know, I was watching this, so we'll get to it. She does decide that, but I agree. It's like this kid needs her daughter needs to see her dad, and so he's like, I
understand
that.
I get that.
So she decides she's and I get it. She has no choice, so she is going to go fly back and see him. She's not taking Daniel. Because he's got school and she doesn't want to take him when things are confusing. But Ronald said, I want to sit and talk. She's like, okay. And she says in her ITM, she says, hearing these things melt my heart, but I have to keep remembering the lies, the gambling, and the gaslighting.
I would love to play this clip for her every single day she's there.
Well, you know, I think there's something for that, y'all. I mean, when people say like, oh, if you get cheated on or somebody, or like, I have some friends that like will have a hard conversation with a spouse. And like, this just happened to one of my good friends. She said, I didn't do it to show anybody, but I like voice recorded our conversation where this guy I was dating was talking really shitty and gaslighting to me. She's like, and I listened to it every time I want to go back to him.
Good for her.
Because it just reminds me there's nothing wrong, y'all, with staying in anger. And so I don't, but Tiffany.
One thing I want to point out,
if
you haven't seen previous seasons with Ronald and Tiffany, when they are together, they are, I don't use this word lightly, toxic as fuck. She's awful. He's awful. She treats him terribly. And he says the worst things to her.
Yeah.
It is bad. It's bad. Quite bad.
It's very, very bad.
Yeah. And she knows it. And she has this weird magical thinking that maybe one day they can somehow co-parent this child. Nope, he is going to weaponize everything he possibly can. He's a terrible person. He really is.
He is.
And she keeps saying he's a good man. Bull. He's awful.
He's an awful human being.
He's an awful person.
He's an awful human being.
Excuse me. Yeah. I'm so upset. I think that is what gets me. Every time Tiffany is on a season, I get so riled up because I want her to have enough strength to break out of this shell. I just want her to break the cycle.
For her to do that would mean then she'll probably take away her daughter's father forever.
Exactly.
That's a hard thing to deal with.
Yeah.
Again, if they did not have a daughter together, she wouldn't be on this show right now. She wouldn't even be speaking to him.
I don't know if that's true.
I think so. I think, because honestly, I think Daniel feels done with him. I think Daniel's not pleased with him as well. Like, Daniel gets it. Daniel sees this.
Y'all, she's meeting with Dan, the guy she went on one date with. And I think this is completely the producer motivated because they said, you know, she's like, I'm planning a trip. It's this kind of one-ended.
He's so cute.
Open-ended. He is cute. And he's like, damn. And she's like, are you trying to rekindle things? She's like, no, but feelings don't go away when you separate. It almost feels like she's like, come on. Like she's here. He's her kid. She's like, champ, sometimes things don't work out, but your mom and I still love one another.
Still. And he, you know, Dan, he's like, that's great. He said, you know, it'd be nice to see you down the road. I felt like we vibed.
You dodged a bullet, Dan.
The ball's in your court. Yeah.
The thing about it, y'all, is so long as Ronald's in her life, she will be unavailable. This is sad, but it is the truth.
Yeah.
There is no going back until like Ronald.
Until Carly is grown, probably like 18, or like, she's going to have to deal with this. But, you know, I feel sorry for her, but also you don't, because like, you could have not had a baby. You could have not gotten pregnant.
I don't feel sorry for her. That's where I am now. I think I did her first couple of seasons.
And then you just got worn down.
This season, I feel frustrated because I see, you know, she's been making the same choices that did this from her first season. They're all come from the same place. Y'all,
she gets on the plane to go, y'all.
So she leaves. She's getting on the plane, and Daniel's like, "I want my mom to be happy." And mom says, "Her mother says,
'Cause he says, I want to go, but on another hand, I don't."
Yeah, her mother basically says, "What's the purpose of this trip?" And the mom's like, "This is a terrible idea." And mom says, "To me, he's a person who really loves himself, and I haven't seen him grow up." Nailed it.
You didn't say really he loves himself more than anyone.
Oh, well,
and hasn't grown up. But no, I think that's part of it. Loves himself more than anyone. That is the truth.
And she says, I want her to get a divorce and just get on with it. And that's not going to happen. I can't
believe God, that girl divorced. Looks like her father. She literally she looks like Ronald in the
big wind. Old potato head. Cute, it looks good on eyes. A kid, cute kid.
It does look cute on her.
But it's mixed a little bit with Tiffany, but it's still a big head.
On that note, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with Me Undies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, Me Undies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of Me Undies? It's on Me Undies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at Me Undies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
And so I'm walking into the trailer, which seems like... And all of a sudden, I see in the corner, Creeb! Creeb has swallowed me from California! Creeb! From Arizona! Creeb, I don't have baby yet! Creeb, you give baby!
Baby, you want baby!
I came to scream!
And then you just see the dark, and then underlit, you just see Butter going, Butter, 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 Butter! Butter, 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 Butter! And then she realizes a crib is made out of butter, and it's melting!
Butter.
And then Natalie goes, oh! And she wakes up in the middle of the night, and Puglia is just staring at her.
I'm still not over the fact that Mike is running a rescue sanctuary for her animals.
Mm-hmm.
There's basically Puglia, there's the dog that we never really saw.
No, not really.
So apparently Puglia's fine. We thought Mike fed Puglia to the cat. But Puglia is alive. Natalie is very excited about seeing Puglia. Puglia, Puglia, Puglia.
Scream, scream.
And we learned that scream. You have to do it with the V.
Scream. Scream. You know what she does do? She gets out of the van. She arrives there and she goes, oh God, I'm so nervous. And so she gets there and she gets out of the van. And you notice how you're looking at a video. We're not recording, but she gets out of the van and then she just stands and goes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like she poses more than Poodle poses. And does. You pose a lot.
She does. She kind of does that, you know, when Snoopy would do the buzzard thing on top of his house. She kind of looks like yes, lays his head down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, I was legendary woman for Michael. He'll never meet another woman like you. You arrogant asshole.
For Michael, I was best. That's not arrogant. Again. Borderline. No,
these are delusions. These are complete delusions. Yeah.
And it's this is bookmarking this whole thing, this whole segment, but what this is all about, she just wants to be wanted and the center of someone's life. And right,
I'm not even going to sing it.
And it's
wanting to be wanted.
My voice is growly today.
That's mine is too. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Not going to do the high note at the end?
Nope. That's what it is. Now I'm done.
So, but it is because she's telling Mike that she's like, I want to be with you. And guess what? If Mike changes things around and wants to be with her, suddenly she's going to lose interest again.
Yeah. It's the mango principle all over again.
You know, I thought of butter because I went to, where did I go?
The grocery store?
Went to the grocery store. But what grocery store was I in? I don't even remember. But I was in the grocery store, and I've never seen they have. Oh, I was in Gelson's today. And I've never seen them have a thing of butter made in the shape of a Thanksgiving turkey.
Like an actual, like sculpted butter? Or
like a sculpted butter turkey they had in the grocery store, like you could buy.
You mean people would buy that and put it on like as a centerpiece?
It's not the size of a real turkey. It's like maybe 3 inches wide.
Oh, like a little butter turkey.
I've never seen that. Like a mold of a turkey. Have you?
I'm sure like places like Wisconsin and Minnesota, I'm sure they have butter molds.
Oh, God. I shouldn't have brought this up. We're going to get so many Instagram messages.
All of our Midwest sisters, all these Carl's wives are going to be sending us.
Oh, let me tell you about the butter we got here in Wisconsin.
Butter. Send you some butter molds. I got a really nice pig one. I put it out. It's grandma pigs.
Okay.
Y'all don't send me pictures of your butter molds. I don't give a fuck.
unless it's of your husband's dick. So she it was funny when she said, when I see trailer, memories come flooding back to my life. I'm like, that's one of the saddest sentences I've ever heard.
I will say, I need her on every season of The Single Life.
Thank you. I need her. Welcome on board. I have said this. You're welcome.
I need her on every season. I'd kind of like to see her and Caesar on every season.
Oh, yes. So
everybody else can go on the boat and sink, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you don't
the rest
really want
of this
see,
cast.
You don't want to see someone in a relationship with Natalie because she's terrible to them. You just want to see her single and dating because it's safer knowing that someone could get out of it.
Yeah, that's the safety principle of a 90-day fiancé that I talk about. It is we're fine as long as we think everyone is safe.
Yeah.
And then we get worried or we think, oh, they're actually going to get married. Or the worst, like Tiffany, there are children involved.
Yeah.
And then it's not safe anymore. And then we're just biting our nails, white knuckling, and just watching to the end, but it's not a good suspense.
Not a good suspense, no. So she comes in, she sees Mike, she gives him this long hug.
Trish here.
My lawn people are here for my building, so tell me if it's too loud.
Fun!
Well, you know, they normally always come in Monday morning, but for some reason they knew we were going to be doing Monday afternoon, so that's when they show up. All the time, y'all. So they go outside, she takes Puglia out, she's very excited to see Puglia. They go outside.
Puglia.
And Mike says, he walks out and he says, I hope, you know, he says in his talking in the moment, he says, I hope Natalie knows how much she hurt me. And when she doesn't, she has no idea. Again, that's borderline. She's not going to have any idea of how she hurt you, but
she can't actually think about your feelings.
Yes. And so they sit down and talk, and she's like, she talks about when you told
me. You're the only one who reached out and support me.
Yeah, first person, I cried like crazy in divorce. And she said, she tries to explain. She's like, but Mike, I came here. And she's like, COVID started, which is true. COVID started. I was depressed. I was overweight. And she said to him, Michael, it wasn't your fault.
This kind of floored me.
It did. It did.
And she said, I had an emotional breakdown.
They were both shitty to one, but he wasn't great to her either. But in hindsight, do you feel like Mike was being more reactive to her?
Yeah.
I do too.
She was the one probably.
We were really hard on Mike too.
She was the one kind of shutting him off. We were, but he deserves it.
Well, he wasn't talking about anything emotional.
Yeah. She was the one who was closed off and it made him ask questions. And then when he did, she would react with what we saw.
Or when she told, or when she asked for, it might have been unreasonable sometimes, but when she asked for what she needed, he just shrugged his shoulders and said, well, got to work on our problems. We just got to keep working on our problems. And it's like,
right,
give us a fucking answer, you dolt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to make it clear, though, that Mike did not do this to Natalie.
No.
This was, Natalie has been this way.
Yeah.
For a while. It could have, things, certain trauma could have been woken up more, but no one just does this to a person.
No, and I do feel bad for Mike, and I feel bad for anyone who's in a relationship with someone with untreated BPD. That's a really hard thing to deal with.
So he basically says, Mike says, you know, I'm glad you worked on yourself, but you hurt me a lot. Sorry. I, that's too emotional.
I mean, back that up.
Seeing you're like having kind of fun and you're dating like lots of people. And she's like, I'm so sorry. Did I left? It was my mistake. I love you. I could move back.
She said that after, because he looked and he got kind of teary eyed and started crying.
Yeah.
And he said, we got married 10 feet away from this and we withdrew ourselves.
And you realize, oh my God, he still loves her.
You do realize he still loves her. And when she says, move back, he's like, I don't know. And he said, you wanted to follow your dreams and you did. It just cost us our relationship. Shrug shoulders. Now he's going to punish her.
Yeah,
because y'all, the butter doesn't fall from the tray.
Here's the issue. She's not going back. I feel like this was the climax of her story. So she, in her as an actor, she immediately says, "I could ask Michael to move back in my movie in head." So that's where she is in her own drama that is her life. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really want to go back because she fucking loves her life in Florida.
Yeah.
She loves wearing a bathing suit.
Yes.
I agree. She loves her strange friends.
She loves wearing 90s as dresses.
They really are fucking 90s. Someone should intervene.
They are. And so Michael says, if Michael takes you back, what are you going to tell Josh? And Natalie goes, please, don't give me answer now.
Please, no.
Please. Drive, Deborah, drive!
Deborah, drive! No, Josh. Creep.
It's so Mike basically says, like, he's shocked and they're sitting. He's like, but we had a great conversation, our best conversation ever. And they're sitting in the bedroom and that's where we hear.
Boom, boom, boom.
Someone says, do I smell milk? Milk fat.
And brimstone.
My butter.
She really does say, and Natalie Meadows goes, hi! And hi. Trish goes, hi. And y'all, to be continued, I can only imagine what is going to be said next week. We do get a preview. She's like, you only used him to get to America.
Butter.
So we'll see. And we'll see how that question works out.
All right, let's talk about Tanya. I'm sorry.
However, she will weaponize Michael still being in love with her to get back at Trish.
Yeah.
And which I'm going to always enjoy. We still never knew about if Trish actually called her a hooker or not.
A what?
A hooker. A hooker, sorry.
A hooker. Trish called me hooker, Michael.
Hooker.
We never know. Uh-huh. Okay, so Tanya. She said, of course, in Tanya, she's like, so this date I had with Rebecca was really great. But oh, wait, she was just traveling. So she had to like go back to her country and like work and have a job and have a real life. So that didn't work out. But it was fun.
Again. This brought me a little clarity. I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant here.
Oh.
I remember, and I'm even more angry that she fooled me. That I tried to like her. It was because she was portrayed sympathetically in St. John's Single Life season.
Very much so.
Where it sounded like she was, you know what it is?
she seemed like she was the adult for a while, because in a relationship with Sinjin, she had to be the adult. And in a weird way, that was the Taniya that seems like she had her shit together.
Yeah.
And guess what, y'all? She's still a mess.
She's not Tanya, y'all.
She's Taniya still.
She's Taniya.
Here's the issue. What you just said is exactly, she's using people for experiences. And she's collecting this group of experiences so she can dine out on these and talk about these at parties. So she can be the cool girl.
So what's, I'm just devil's advocate. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that being single and using other, just having experiences with other people to just experience life?
Because it's all, she just wants to be interesting and describe herself. It's not about wanting to experience life, because she's actually terrified of experiencing life.
It doesn't feel like an altruistic curiosity.
Yes. Agreed. She wants people to believe she's curious about life. Yeah. She's terrified. She's a terrified nerd inside.
She is a terrified nerd.
And that's, it's the falseness.
She's also, y'all, remember, she's 32 years old.
It's fake.
Maybe
as
33
shit.
Now. She's what? Just, she's too old for this.
It's she's a fucking poser. She's like, just like bartending around Aruba, talking about finding herself, trying to date a woman, and she can't do it. That's the thing. She keeps saying, I'm open to broadening my horizons. Bullshit. You're opening to talking about broadening your horizons. You never really do it. It's like when you went to fucking Central America to learn to become a healer. You just couldn't wait to talk about healing people. You never really did it.
It really is. It's almost, Sinjin was terrible for her. And the guys that she tries to date are going to be terrible for her, because she's going to keep dating, or women, she's going to keep dating these people that are these free thinking, no rules type of people. But what's going to happen when you have to pay rent? Like,
yeah.
What's going to happen when life intervenes? And like, she actually needs someone who is that nervous, geeky side as well, who will make sure shit gets done to let her flutter around.
I'm going to say the opposite. She needs someone who is, this is the thing is, she does not want this person I'm talking about. This person is too straight-laced for her. That's what I'm saying. She needs someone who's going to call her on all of this and kind of, but in a kind way, and not fight with her about it. That she's not a dumb person.
No, she's very smart.
The problem is she can't... Taniya, it is more important to be the Taniya that she wants everyone to see than to be who she is.
It's that, it is that Dolly Parton trifecta thing. What people think, who the person she's more concerned about the person she believes people sees and the person people actually sees. She has no idea who the person she actually is.
Right. And
that's true.
Again, y'all, she has the great line, mentally and emotionally, I'm divorced. And the friend just goes,
no, you're not.
Yeah. And
the friend, Kate, that they just met, who they hired to be there.
So question for you. Why hasn't she gotten divorced?
She's like, I don't know. Maybe I do have some type of attachment. But it actually makes sense when we know Taniya, because she doesn't face anything.
Exactly. That was where I was going with it.
You know what it is? And you look back on her relationship with Sinjin, you spot it, you got it. She got so upset with Sinjin when he wouldn't face the realities in life and follow through. And that's what she does in every other aspect of her life.
Yeah. She had more admirable qualities when she was trying to make Sinjin grow up. And because that's why Taniya would probably be a really good person to give advice, because she's very perceptive, unless it comes to herself, like Tiffany.
But that is a lot of us, but she's
I agree.
The extreme version of that.
She's the extreme. So she says,
how many times I said, Poodle?
Oh, I admit, my personal life's a mess.
He lives where, and you only know his first name, and he told you not to drive all the way to Azusa to take an Uber.
It wasn't that far.
He got me Postmates after.
Y'all, I'd do a lot for Postmates.
Hey.
You gonna Postmate me Taco Bell? Hell fuck. Oh, yeah. There's a lot I would do for that.
I've done some really stupid stuff for Uber Eats.
Ooh. Yeah, ooh. I require Postmates. It just seems a little nicer. And I know they're owned by the same company.
The same company now. Don't matter.
So, y'all, when you are worried that you're not over your ex, Yeah, that's true. You have a women's circle. Ooh. And I'm not disparaging this at all. I know how this can be healing for people. I'm glad that she was crying and kind of getting some of that out. But the thing of what Tania will take from her, sadly, is not the experience of the women's circle. It will be talking about the experience she had at the women's circle later on to everyone at the bar who will listen.
I hope so, because she says, you know, she says.
I was saying that was disparaging. I was saying she won't think about the experience.
I'm sorry. I was thinking two things at once. I agree with you. And I was going to say, I want to hope that she got something from this, because she did have this kind of like ugly cry when she was sobbing, like a release. So there is energetically, but I don't think she's going to get much from it, because she says, when she started, she's like, you know, I never had a question since Love for Me. And I went, honey, that's a novel you wrote for yourself. And
right.
It's a different story the rest of us read, because in actuality, you guys, love is really defined. Love is in action. And none of Sinjin's actions matched up with someone that truly loves you.
That's
like,
true.
In a way that she needed to be loved. And so, but it's setting her up for failure, because she's saying, will I find deep love again? And she's going to this compare game to Sinjin.
Right. And that's the thing, though. I don't know if she knows how she wants to be loved.
She does not.
And
to be loved, to be loved.
Thank you.
Oh.
I'm done.
Thank you for that echo. But what I and y'all remember, this is the person who said that Sinjin was not her soulmate. So
exactly. Yes. That's a great reminder. So now it's this revisionist novel, the revisionist history. Now he says, love of her life, who loved her so much.
Yeah.
And I went, honey, just because he bawled like a baby when he left you to travel across the country doesn't mean he loves you. Bitch, it means he was scared, because now you can't pay for his bills and he's in a country that he doesn't have citizenship in. He's scared,
what
bitch.
What was that word? Marion's is casting, y'all. Oh. There will be another season. I am very excited. I have idea when it's going to come out, but they are casting. That's
if
all that
casting
matters.
Casting November, that probably means they're going to be shooting in January. I bet. So I'm thinking we'll get it this time next year. That's just my speculation of us doing this for fucking ever. I will say this about Tania at this women's circle.
8 to 12 months. Yeah, you're right.
Her makeup looked fucking incredible. She looked gorgeous. She looked gorgeous. I will say, I forget when she does, she has some of the best light-handed makeup on 90 Day Fiancé. I got to give that to her.
Yeah.
I got to give that to Tania when she does
when
makeup.
When she doesn't wear any at all, though, it doesn't look good.
I mean, she could use some, but she's got good skin.
I'm just glad she threw away that pink shirt.
We've
never seen that pink shirt again, y'all.
God, our Facebook group blew up about that.
You know what, though? It's interesting. Her second season with them, she learned a lot. We liked her a lot more.
Well, she learned how to give herself a better edit.
Yeah. And I think without Sinjin, I think she's just at sea. Yeah. I don't know. She's the same messy, almost immature Tania that we met.
Yeah.
And she's still just as lost, y'all. We went through an entire season of the single life. We also think this is the end for her. We don't know. She said, I'm ready to move on. I don't know how they could do any more with her story. So we think this storyline is closed.
We think so.
We hope so.
Let's talk about Ronnie. Veronica.
There's not a lot about Veronica here.
He's pissed about Justin and disappointed. He's a jerk. So
we're going to go to a break room.
Her and Tim are going to go beat shit up. We should film ourselves doing this. I bet we would just be screaming.
A lot of squealing. Yeah. She does say, fuck the state of Florida, which I kind of agree with.
You know what? We had a good time in Tampa.
I like Tampa. Don't fuck Tampa. Fuck the rest of Florida.
Miami? Maybe not
Miami. And Orlando's fine, too.
Miami's, that city's good to you.
It was. And then we met some nice people from Jacksonville, so maybe don't fuck that. But the rest of it could just, let's just saw off the rest of it and pretend it never happened. So there, she's telling Tim about what happened. He's like, well, of course, you know, that's what Veronica, that's exactly what I said would happen. He would like leave you. And I'm like, this is not what you don't do. And I told you so. And you can see a friend is hurting.
Well, this is Tim.
It's not
though.
What you do.
This is Tim. And so she kind of starts going at it. He's like, why do I feel like I'm being attacked? And she said, I love Veronica because it is a little ridiculous for her attacking him. But she's like, because it didn't work out and you weren't there for me. You fucked that up. I love that she totally turned that on him. Like, yes, I'm the one that told you we needed space, but you did what I said and I didn't like it. You're an asshole, Tim.
Yeah, it seemed like both of them didn't know what a boundary was. They tried to create something and it didn't work for either of them.
Been there.
Anyway, so
yeah, I've got a boundary and then you say you want to sit and watch a movie together, and the next thing you know, your knee touches my knee, and then the next thing I know, you're calling your wife and telling her not to come home for an hour.
I don't understand this watching a movie together.
Never got there?
Not familiar.
Not familiar.
No. Yeah. It just seems like an impediment to
Tim
the main
does
event.
Say, oh, Jesus. Tim does say that his and Bronny's relationship has caused fights with his own girlfriend.
Yeah.
So it is, anyway. So, but real quick before, we do have this marriage pact that they talk about, but they keep extending it because they're like, when we're 35, and they're like, oh, we're 35.
I guess so, we'll do 40. Yeah.
See, people, you need to make a marriage pact with like a 75-year-old rich man and say, hey, like,
no, at any moment, I need to be able to choose someone who's wealthier and closer to death. Marriage pacts don't work for me.
That's a show, y'all. That's why we're doing it this way. That's why there's blowers in the background and we're not in a studio.
Wow.
All right, everybody.
This way.
This was an okay episode. It wasn't, Single Life was going strong. It's still better than Happily Ever After.
Agree.
Agreed. All right, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. You can go to our Instagram and our TikTok as well. Again, get those tickets to see either or both of us with Nikki Levy or with Kate Casey in the coming week and in December. We'd love to see you out and about. And until then, we call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poods?
Yes. And if you walk into your house tonight and all of a sudden you see an enormous crib made of butter. Crib! You can call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.